Blog Talk Radio. chavo dans ta yi. Papa ne va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Si bon les va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Papa ne 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 va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Si bon ne va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Papa ne va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Papa ne va planter hipoto, planter hipoto. Papa ne va planter hipoto, planter hipoto.
Yeah! Oguye.
Ochosi, Ochosi de mata, o te mata su duro mata, oni bebe, o de lo cua, o de trupo. Ochosi de mata, aquí está su hijo, hecho banigüe, ahí es dumo cordum, rindiéndole moforibale, un ávila sotite. Pa' que usted con su arco y su flecha nos libre de cubano araye. Tilla, tilla, bobo sos burló, eleno pum pum, ahí nada, todas las cosas malas. Que nosotros nos podamos librar en el plano de esta tierra. Háganos de salud, tranquilidad para su movimiento. Y un bobote en un yempo, un ávila sotite. Pa' un bobo iré. Un bobo a chegum otá, un bobo wo, a che ochosi,
ochosi, odede, odede, adele.
Padre mío celestial, para que nunca su hijo de usted hecho banigüe, ni por desgracia tenga que vivir en su ley. Líbreme de todas las cosas malas.
Ochosi, odede.
Go
desde Adele.
Thank you. Balogo malade dans son mot. Balogo malade, mais dans son mot. Baba logo malade, bougez, mais dans son mot. Après des lits, on va dire, avant bagage, ça y est, ça y est.
Baba logo malade dans son mot.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor. sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, February 14th, 2012. Osage Akuta. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tai Emeka, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the midst of Mardi Gras season, Carnival 2012, in the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I most certainly do appreciate you humbly and respectfully for joining me here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. Here on Blog Talk Radio, my live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I will not be going to the phone lines until the top of the hour, so if you need to conserve cell phone energy or you're working and you might need to call back, please do so if you need to at your convenience. I will be going to the phone lines after 1 o'clock. All is indeed a blessing. I will be forward. Ashe.
Yeah.
I, Bobo, and Ashe. Today we show reverence and honor for the spirit, the energy, the Lawa, the Orisha, the Imole that is Ogu. In the Yoruba religion, Ogu is a primordial Orisha who first appeared as a hunter named Toby Ode. He is said to be the first of the Orisha to descend to the realm of Ile Iya on Earth to find suitable habitation for future human life. In commemoration of this, one of his praise names is Osen Imole, or the first of the primordial Orisha to come to Earth. He is celebrated in places like Ekite, Oyo, and Ondo states. He is believed by the followers to have Wo Ile's son, which means to have disappeared into the earth's surface instead of dying. in a place named Ire Ikite. Throughout his earthly life, he is thought to have fought for the people of Ire, thus known as Onire. In Dahomey mythology, Gu is the god of warrior and patron deity of smiths and craftsmen. He was sent to Earth to make it a nice and suitable, habitable place for people to live, and he is not yet finished with his task. In Voodoo, he is synchronized as Sanjak Mayor in his incarnation as Santiago Matamoros. In Santeria and Palo Mayombe, he has been synchronized with St. Peter. In many religious traditions of the Afro-Brazilian Candomblé, Ogum, as the Yoruba divinity is known in the Portuguese language, is often identified with St. George, for example, in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. However, Ogum may also be represented by St. Sebastian, as it is often done in the northeast of the country, for example, the state of Bahia. Ogu is, by many names, a Risha, a Lawa, a deity who presides over iron, hunting, politics, and war. He is the patron of blacksmiths, metalsmiths, and is usually displayed with a number of attributes: a machete or a saber, rum, tobacco. He has been husbands to Urzuli, Oshun, Oya, and is a friend, brother, warrior with Eshu. Ogun is the traditional warrior and is seen as a powerful deity of metalwork. He is indeed one of my two favorite spirits, if you will, Ogu and Papalepa, stronger and more present all over the world than even Ra and Isis and the Christ. We find Ogu and Papalepa in all of the Pan-African diaspora. So today we honor Papa Ogu, Papabwe Saint-Jacques-Major Ogu Ashade, Ashade Liki, Ashade Bokan, Ogu Badagri, Neg Bagiri Bago, Ogu Fere, Neg Fe, Fere, Fere, Ogu Batala, Mejie, Neg Bajoke Nago, Ashade Boko, Neg Guege Malo, Neg Osan I Malo, Osan I Agikan, Neg Osan I Agwe Lingi, Osan I Aladaye, Neg Japite Tone, Neg Blah Blah, Neg Olokun, Neg Vetem, Paseyem, Leseg Baje, Ladu Gwesijan, Megwan, Neg Pu, Dekan, Neg Pu, Lavije, Susufle Budon, Onto Alada, Nu Kanam Nan Budon, Enu Laye Budon, Awashe Nago, Awashe Nago, Awashe Nago. I will be forward with more of Ogu on this Tuesday, February 14th, 2012. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. So one of the very first or most basic, if you will, confusions about not only Ogu, but voodoo in general, and particularly Haitian voodoo, is the division, if you will, of powers or of houses. As with many of the paths in ATR, traditional African-based religions, they have been commercialized and a great deal oversimplified. And many will refer to Rala houses and Petua houses. But indeed, there are more houses than just Rala Petua. The May Ogu family, if you will, travels under the Rada family. Again, having very distinct paths. Ashade Like Likie Atanigwe Demanye Ferre Hon Majawe Katja Lubi Me Ogu Nege Pito Pito Aliman Samba Lasoso Soje O Sanjan Batiste Tashi Ogu and Woke, just to name a few. There is also the Petuo or the Nago house. And for Ogu, the Ogu Ferre family, the Femman Ogu Ferre, Ogu Aliman, Ogu Ashade, Ogu Baba, Ogu Badagri, Ogu Bakule, Ogu Bala Bala Lemiso, Ogu Balan Injo, Ogu Balize, Ogu Batagri, Batsa, Mejie, Abatala, Ogu Batala Meji E, Ogu De Meye, Ogu De Jimson, Ogu Fe Ferre, Ogu Fe Lemin, Lemiso Abatala, Ogu Ferre, Ogu Guo Basen, Ogu Je Wuj, Ogu Kankan Nikan Minode, Ogu Kanyikan, Ogu Kiniasan, Ogu Kamaduja, Ogu Palama, and of course many more. Bele Bele, Wandile, Yamsan, Yamen. There's many more of those paths. There's also the rites of the Dawamen, often referred to as the Ogu Shango, Agiko, Agakikamalo, Anbalei, Kebe Kebe Danjle, Neg Shalado Bodi, Ogu Ganbasa, Ogu Kelen Nanjo, Ogu Le, Ogu Shalode, Ogu Shango, Ogu Shishwa, Ogu Tonege, Ogu Nago, Olavu Oba Nago, Shan Lane, Yime Yofwe, Yambalu Ogu, and many more. And those who can even grasp some of the phonetics can hear the links back to a diversity of tribes, not just Ifa and Yoruba, but Fon and many other ethnic groups on the Gold Coast, known as the Gold Coast, the northwest portion of Africa. So the misstatement that these paths don't mix and that they're completely separate entities, if you will, doesn't have a whole lot of basis in truth when you truly understand how not only how these sciences made their way into the Americas, how they survived, and then how they disseminated themselves. Ogu is a Nago Orisha, a Lawa we can group together often. Again, a Nago deity, but often grouped together under the generic title of Ogu, without really giving any individual representation to the individual path of Ogu. We serve Ogu Shango, Ogu Batala, Osanj, and many more. Ogu has become sort of like a last name when it comes to spirits or a nation unto itself, as has Shango to a great degree, and Legba. So we will find that every coast that the spirit and the traditions and the practices touch reshaped Ogu, helped Ogu to evolve in some way to greater heights, greater levels, and greater claims of domination, particularly in regards to politics, military powers. You will see a great deal of those symbolic symbols and structures within the traditions of Ogu, in Haiti primarily, but to some degree in Santo Domingo or Dominican Republic, and of course here in the States. But quite generally speaking, Ogu tends to cover issues related to frontiersmen, clearing the way for. It is said that without Legba at the crossroads and then Ogu clearing the way for humanity, there will be no humanity. There will be no technology. There will be no civilization, if you will. Yet we often see and depict Ogu in an almost wild man sort of nature, someone isolated and living in the woods and given up, if you will, any structured ties to society. But indeed, the true power of a warrior and the true power of Ogu is not to talk, if you will, but to do and to provide an action which clears the way not only for themselves but for a greater family, a greater community. Without infrastructure, without roads, without water lines, without power lines, many of us would not know what to do in the wilderness, if you will, in the bush, the way many of our kindred still live in very impoverished conditions all over the world, not just here in the Americas and in Haiti and in the Caribbean and South America, but in the world. So the power and the strength of Ogu to be a deity of support for those who may otherwise not feel supported, a deity of judgment and justice for those who otherwise may not get fair and balanced judgment. These are the true characteristics of a warrior and the true characteristics of who and what Ogu is. In all things, we begin and end with Legba, Ishu, Ibarra. Excuse me. But quite often the warriors, as we know them, Nago, Shango, Ogu, Oshosi, Azaka, are not far behind in Lay, even to some degree Olokun. So there's a sense of coming together, a collective force, when we consider the power and the mystery that is Ogu. Many of us who have officially received initiation and received our implements in that manner, received pots and iron implements with years of ashe stored in them from other worshipers and those who recognize the power and the strength that is Ogu. We sort of cement and crystallize, if you will, that power and that connection by way of fire and illuminating fire, often with 100 proof rum or some other flammable liquid, but quite often rum or gin. And we ignite the pot and we ignite the ground and those implements that belong to Ogu. Ogu is often overcharacterized sometimes as having a volatile nature. And as I talked yesterday on the show, all powerful, life-changing substances, including water, have a volatile nature when understood in clarity. Hydrogen, which makes up a great deal of what our water is, when isolated and put in the right conditions, can be a very powerful and explosive substance. And Ogu is indeed a powerful and explosive substance. When Ogu comes down in ceremony, there's a moment of just silence there where you're not clear if Ogu is in a good mood or is in a more of a judgmental mood or a parenting mood, if you will. There's always strength in the presence of Ogu, whether he mounts a Mambo or Hogun Bokua. It's all the same in the realm of spirit and in the realm of voodoo. One of the things that drew me originally to this tradition, to this religion, and this culture, the sense that spirit overcomes all things, spirit overpowers all things, spirit is all things, irregardless of the very transitory, ever-changing, cyclical, temporal, physical plane reality that we often view as reality, but it is indeed an ever-changing illusion of reality. That which is truly reality is solidified in very absolute forms within the spirit realm, allowing us access to these forces at any given time for any given endeavor, provided we understand the right coding, if you will, the right formula for tapping these forces. We are talking about Ogu, the true nature of a warrior, here on the Power Lunch at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, Voodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince. Our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be forward with you momentarily. I also want to remind those who were sending emails and questions, we are indeed still going to Haiti in July. Myself and at least 2 other initiates are soon to be initiates, and we are requesting assistance. Your offerings and your donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. We also appreciate those of you who do continue to click the Facebook like button and the tweet and the share this, who do take the time to click on and investigate those advertisements as they are placed on the page. We do get credit and recognition for your so doing. So we appreciate those of you who do take the time to just investigate those advertisements as they are on the Blog Talk Radio page, who use the Facebook like button, the Twitter button, the share this button, giving us access to those 335 social networking and blogging sites, as well as those who continue to call in, write in, email in, and send regular offerings and donations. Indeed, you are truly in our heart, our prayers, our ceremonies, our shopping list, if you will. I am sending out several packages right after the show today to several of our listeners who have been longtime supporters of the ministry, as well as those who have been actively seeking work with us. We are sending out some very unique and unusual. They're actually Paquet Congo, but they are in the same size reference, if you will, as a Grigri. Paquet Combos tend to be a little bit larger, almost the size of a small bottle, if you will. And we had some concerns about sending it to the mail and them possibly wanting to open it, particularly those that are going outside of the country. So we have a unique design here at House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, that I took some pictures of and posted on my Facebook page. And I did take the time to add all those links, my Facebook, the King, the Deso, the Live Persons, to the first page of my website. So I am constantly updating the pages of the website. So if you will, do take the time to note that. I have replaced the PayPal donation button also to the first page of my website for those who asked and requested and inquired why we had removed it in the first place. So we have replaced it for your convenience, and we do appreciate those who use that PayPal donation button. There are a few of you, I want to say the name, who used it quite regularly and who were a bit disarmed when we removed it. So I have replaced it. Brethren, we talked about this 2 days ago on Facebook. You know who you are. I have replaced the PayPal donation button at the top of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I am taking your questions, calls, and requests at area code 347-215-8967. I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. I share. As we consider those who carve out the land, the frontiers, and those who have operated under the authority of power, that is Ogun, we must give reverence to our ancestors who accessed Ogun not only through the holes and the picks and the rakes and the shovel and the iron working tools and all those things that were forced upon us in labor, but also the presence of Ogu in the irons around our ankles and the irons around our necks and the irons around our arms and our hands that held us in bondage under enslavement. Indeed, this tool was our life bread, our lifeblood, but also a impetus to our eventual freedom. So we acknowledge our ascended ancestors and those who struggled and toiled under the whip with iron and iron implements in their hands, blood, sweat, and tear, earth, adding to the archetype, the image, the ashe, the power that is Ogun.
Thank you.
Indeed, we give thanks. I'm trying some new things today, some new music, some new formats. Y'all done got awfully quiet on me. I don't know if that means you're enjoying this or you're not quite used to the change yet. But indeed, we will move forward. And I am taking calls at area code 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be forward with you momentarily.
Oh, Oh, Badula. Ogou, oh, wa des anges, lèm sonje piti tan wèn, swa lan wè, swa lan wè, paran ogou, swa lan wè, lèm sonje piti tan wèn, swa lan wè, ogou, oh, wa des anges, lèm sonje piti tan wèn, swa lan wè, swa lan wè, paran ogou, swa lan wè, lèm sonje piti tan wèn, swa lan wè, ogou, oh, Job la di la manje wèn si se fwe, pa tout vre, ogou, oh, Job la di la manje wèn si se fwe, men gen mon die, ko gen let fin, oh, Job la di la manje wèn se pa vre, se pa vre, ti moun yo, se pa vre, sa se jwè ti moun yo, sa se blag, men gen mon die, O gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje wèn, se pa vre. O gou, diable a di la manje wèn, si se fre, se pa kout fre. O gou, papa, diable a di la manje wèn, si se fre. Men gen mon die, o gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje wèn, se pa vre. Pa vre ti moun yo, se pa vre. Sa se blag ti moun yo, sa se jwet, men gen mon die, o gen le sen yo, diable a di la manje mwen se pa fwe.
Mounè,
si
yo mounè, mounè la vi nou ye. Papa.